You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Ronnie Ann Ryan, a versatile copywriter with in-depth marketing background and over 20 years experience with a vast array of writing projects and industries. She's worked with Fortune 500 clients, including Pepperidge Farm and Chase Bank, small businesses and professionals from the health and wellness fields, among others. Ronnie began her career in advertising as a director, then moved to marketing at Kraft Foods. After receiving her MBA, she has been successfully self-employed since 1990, and she's here to talk to us today on seven things you need to know to write a hot blog post. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. So first of all, looking at seven things you need to know about writing a hot blog post, how do you begin choosing a topic?
That's where it all starts, right? So the first thing you need to know is, who is your target audience? Who do you want to read this? And what do they need to know? When you can figure that out, that really helps you hands down with everything you're going to write, because whenever you're writing something for marketing purposes, you want to aim it and direct it at your target. So what does your target audience need to know? And what supports your business and your brand? Because that would be great if they went together. Because really, the blog post is a way to show off your expertise. So that's another question. What will help you show off your expertise? Writing articles for your blog, or even if you're putting it as a guest blog on someone else's blog, is a great way to demonstrate your authority on a subject. And you'll write something people want to read if you consider what they need to know most. That makes sense, right? So your article should provide valuable information. A lot of times people are afraid to share their knowledge. They don't want to give too much away. But in an article, in a blog post, it's a great way to be generous. When you're generous, you impress and you connect with people and you draw them in and make them want to know more. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, it can really help to link it to some hot subject in the news. If you have something going on in your industry, or if you have a local business in your town or your state, or from a national or even global perspective, or celebrity news, that kind of thing. If there's any hot subject in the news and you can connect your topic to that, then you can really build on the traffic from all the people searching for that content, and that will help bring traffic organically to your site. So that's another key. And the third thing in how to choose a topic is, if you aren't sure what to write about, you have a couple ideas and you can't decide, the best thing you can do is just type them into Google and see what other people have written on those subjects. And sometimes that can spur ideas. I'm not saying copy them, of course, but if you read a bunch of different things, that can help you formulate your own idea of what you want to write about. And you can also check to see what your competitors are writing about. A lot of times that can help create some ideas for you too. So those are the three ways I can help you with to find a good topic.
And then after the topic, where do you begin on writing a very catchy headline?
You know, headline writing does have a trick to it, and I can help make it easier. The first thing is, you don't want the headline too long, but there are some classic, what I call templates, that can catch a reader's attention if you start with any of the following things. How to, you know, so how to find the best mortgage rate. And how to always works. People love to figure out how to do things. You could always choose a number too, like six ways to, you know, create a beautiful garden. Or seven do's and don'ts. That's another great way. The seven doesn't matter. You get to pick your number, but the do's and don'ts, always a hit. Five big mistakes. That's always huge. People really want to avoid mistakes if they can. the secret to blank, you put in whatever it is, revealed. Now, people love secrets, so anytime you use the word secret, if it applies to what you're writing, that can be huge. Another thing you can do is ask a burning question. You know, if you have something that you know your readers are desperately wanting to know, you can write that burning question as your headline, and they'll be drawn in to want to have the answer. And the last thing, again, reverts back to the news. If there's any way you can capitalize on news headlines and make that tie back to whatever your article topic is. So writing a catchy headline isn't nearly as hard as you think, and you can use any of these ideas to get you started.
Certainly is a good place to start. Now, how long should the article be, and is there a length that works best?
You know, this is kind of in flux right now. Some of it depends on your industry and what your business is. Traditional wisdom had suggested about 500 to 600 words, you know, 500 to 600, which is about a page if you were just typing regularly. Some people said as long as it was over 300 words, Google would note it. But now, depending on your industry, longer posts are becoming more popular, which is surprising since, you know, the war cry is that people don't have time to read. But it seems that if you really catch their attention, they could read 1,500 to 2,000 words, depending on your topic and the type of reader that you're looking for. I would say if you were in business, it's probably still better to do shorter. You kind of can't lose. But if you have a business that's something like dating and relationships, then longer right now is actually better, and readers are looking for those in-depth answers to their questions to really learn something or to be entertained. So it depends on what your business is, but if you're in a real brick-and-mortar type business or if you're a professional, you can't go wrong with 500 to 600 words.
Good advice. Today we're joined by Ronnie Ann Ryan, a versatile copywriter with an in-depth marketing background and over 20 years' experience with a vast array of writing projects and industries here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ronnie, what about search engine optimization? Is that something to be concerned about along the way in creating topics, headlines, and articles?
It sure is, Eric. And once again, Google recently changed their algorithm. They have a new thing out called Hummingbird. They always pick these bird names, which is kind of funny. But they're no longer looking for traditional keyword types of things, which is a big shakeup. So if you don't know about search engine optimization or SEO, that's good news for you. If you do know something about search engine optimization, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Then there are still some things you can do that will help your post get found. So the first thing would be to open, if you don't have one, open a Google AdWords account. You just need a Gmail. I think you need a Gmail email, but maybe not. In any case, it's free, so it doesn't matter. And you don't have to buy any of the ads. It has a tool within it called the Keyword Planner, and that will help you type in your keyword ideas. You know, let's say you're looking for Invisalign braces and you do orthodontic work. So you might type in clear braces and see what comes up, or alternative to metal braces. And another way you can do that is just do it in Google even to see what comes up. Instead of typing in Invisalign, type in something else like clear braces or alternative to metal braces. Both of those came up and brought up Invisalign. So I'm just giving you examples of how you're looking for keywords. They're usually not a single word. It's usually several words. You know, it could be three, four, five. Three is the usual. And what do you do with those keywords once you find them, right? So you want to put them in your headline, and you want it to be within the first four words. So if you were using alternative to metal braces, that would be your first four words. You can also put it in the subhead. You know, you want to use some subheads, and then you want to sprinkle it in your copy three or four more times so that it shows up in several places, but the sentences have to make sense using those words. It used to be that people would just write a bunch of keywords, make them white so they didn't show up, and then just stick them at the bottom of the article. But Google will penalize you. Don't do that. It's called keyword stuffing. So whatever keywords you do choose, make sure they make sense.
And is writing for the web different than print?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because people tend to skim. So you want to make sure you have something that's really easy to read, especially quickly. And to do that, you can use bullets and subheads. Keep your paragraph short, you know, like 3 to 4 sentences. Curb any of those long run-on sentences. Short is better. And I would recommend keeping those 25-cent words to a minimum because the simple language encourages your readers to just finish the post.
In regards to ending an article, is there anything special or is there a best way to end an article?
You know, what can really help is to use what's called a call to action, which is basically asking the reader to do something. So I'll give you 3 suggestions. The first one is you can ask them to like the article or share it. Say, if you like this article, please share it, and, you know, always have those social media buttons underneath or to the side. The second thing is to link to a product or a service that you are selling and say, to learn more about alternatives to metal braces, click here. And the third thing is to ask people to comment. If your blog has a comment section, you're encouraging engagement, and that can really help your blog get more traffic. So when somebody starts to comment, more comments beget more comments, and that's good for you.
In regards to posting photos, what is your advice on that?
You know, I'm a big fan of photos. People like pictures. They always have. They probably always will. And pictures are huge on social media, too. So I highly recommend putting up some kind of photo or artwork. One of the things, though, is hopefully it's one of your photos, or it can be from a free picture site like Morgue File, M-O-R-G-U-E-File.com. And you want to be really careful because sometimes people borrow images off like Google Images, and a lot of times those are not license-free photos, and I've heard many horror stories about stock companies and their lawyers coming after people, and the fines can be, unfortunately, really hefty. So be very careful not to use just any old photo you took off the Internet. But photos are big, and when you post the photo, if you know how to do this with your blog, make sure you use a descriptor and put in a caption underneath because Google can't read a photo, but they can read your caption under the photo. So that's my tip about photos.
Great information in all regards. If you would, Ronnie, share with us where our listeners can be in best contact with you and also to get further information on the topic that we have been covering today.
Absolutely, Eric. You know, my website is writingtonic.com. Tonic is like gin and tonic, but without the gin. So writingtonic.com. And, you know, I have found that sometimes people really shy away from doing their own writing. You know, they put it off. It's that item that never gets done. It never gets crossed off the list. And not everyone likes to write, you know. So if that's true for you and you're listening, consider hiring a professional writer like me. This way, your writing will get done. It will get done well. And then you'll be freed up to focus on the part of the business that you do best, like closing deals and working with clients. So don't let your writing skills or your demanding schedule keep you from having that excellent content you need to bring traffic to your site and make more sales. So once again, you can find me at writingtonic.com.
We've been speaking with Ronnie Ann Ryan, a versatile copywriter with an in-depth marketing background and over 20 years' experience with a vast array of writing projects and industries. And the website of reference, once again, is writingtonic.com. Ronnie, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
You're certainly welcome, and welcome back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.